Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting second, the center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Yankees, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second, the third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third, the right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth, the catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Carl Mays. And now, play ball. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strunk moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Witt, who is chasing the ball. Hooper reaches third base with a triple. Strunk scores. Collins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Shealy moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Witt strikes out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strunk bunts in front of the plate. Shang can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mulligan moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip fields the ball and throws to Mays covering. Safe. Mulligan moves to third. Strunk moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to third. Ward moves to second. One out. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to home to get Musel. Ward moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball towards right. Ruth settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ruth. Falk goes all the way around to score. McClellan moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth is called out on strikes. 1 out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pipp. The throw from Shock and he is safe. Pipp steals second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang is hit by the pitch. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Faber's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Pipp moves to third. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pipp scores. Musel moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wade Hoyt now pitching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strunk moves to second. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a line drive towards third. Mulligan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth bunts towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber fires to first and picks off Ruth. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Strunk hits a line drive towards first. Pip reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Collins hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Witt bunts in front of the plate. Schalk can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hoyt moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive towards first. Sheely reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Strunk, who is chasing the ball. Pipp reaches third base with a triple. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pipp scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0-for-3 in the game. Shock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Everett Scott. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McNally now playing shortstop. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strunk. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Strunk steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pipp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Strunk moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to home to get Strunk. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheely for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Mauss still now playing center field. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Witt bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Witt moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dugan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.